And I'll tell you why this is valuable. When people are speaking, I have these antennae that come up, and I'm listening. And I hear translation coming, metaphor, question, right? I hear these things, right? I notice, oh, the emotion that's missing. So I can make an intervention quickly. I remember I came out of this concert one time, and early in my career, and I just developed these skills, and this man came up with like six other people, and he said, oh my God, Tony Robbins, and they surrounded me. And they said, you can't go anywhere. And I said, okay. He said, we need your help. And this big guy there, right? And he goes, I'm an actor. And he said, I need your help so bad because I want to be such a great actor. He said, but every day, you know what happens to me? He said, I go out there and I go out on these auditions. And he said, you know what they do? They just slam into me. They just slap me around. They rip out my heart and they flush it down the toilet. He went through this whole thing. And I grabbed him by the chest, by his shirt, really bad. And I yanked on him. And I said, stop whining. And I screamed. And he went, now, why did I do that? Massive pattern up, and also put somebody in trance when you do something that jarring. They don't, it's like, right? I said, no one has flushed your heart down a toilet. No one has slapped your face. No one, and I went through all the things he said. I said, no one's even rejected you. They just didn't pick you. That's it. They just didn't pick you. I said, don't you ever say that again. Because it's a lie, and you'll never get your dream. Because then every time to go to an audition means you got to lose your heart, be flushed on the toilet, be disintegrated, and everything else. I said, so now I'm just going, they didn't pick me. So I'll go to the next one that will. He looked at me like this, and I gave him a hug, and I walked off, and they all stared at me. So I was telling a group of people about this kind of intervention, that this kind of thing that you can, in a minute, change somebody's life. And I was doing this probably 2 years later, and this guy in the back of the room stands up and raises his hand. I called him. I said, yes, sir. And he said, I'm that guy. And he said, I have never, ever said anything like that again. And he said, by the way, I got a part. And I forget what it was, some little TV series, you know, bit part. He said, but I'm really living my dream. So I want you to get the power of this. Now, by the way, these metaphors carry with them beliefs. When you adopt a metaphor, and by the way, do you sometimes borrow the metaphors of the people you spend time with? Yes or no?
Yes.
Even without realizing it? And pretty soon you feel like they feel, and you think like they think, and you don't even realize why. You don't even notice it. You think it's your feelings, your thinking, when you really picked up theirs. Like, what are some of the metaphors people often use for life? Some people say, well, life is a battle. Now, I want you to think about this. If you start thinking life is a battle, then tell me what life is like. Quick, say out loud. What's life like if it's a battle? Quick. It's a war. You have to defend yourself. You could get killed. It's all about conflict. It's about destruction. You have to be in fear. Right? It's about survival. Now, see, do you see all the things that come when you take one metaphor? What if instead of life being a battle, life for you was, let's say, something like sacred? If life is sacred, then tell me what life's like, quick. Special, spiritual, celestial, mysterious, precious. Would you behave differently if that was your metaphor? Then life's a battle. What if life was a test? Then what's life like? Quick. You got to study. It's hard. You could fail. It's challenging. What's that? It's easy. Okay. You have to cheat. Good, sir. What if life was a party? What's life like now? Tell me, what's life like if it's a party? Fun? No responsibility? Outrageous? You're drunk all the time? Dancing? What if life was a dance? Elegant, playful, connected, you do it with others? Leaves the sex, good. Okay. What if life was like a box of chocolates? Then it's fattening. The good stuff's on the inside. Okay. Right? So I want you to get, which one of these is life? Is life a battle, a test, a dance, a party, a gift, sacred? Which one is it? Whichever one you decide to call it is what you'll experience from life. Because once you think life is brown, you're going to look and find brown in every room. Once you think it's red, you're going to find red everywhere out of your need for certainty. And you better be careful, because some of the things you adopt that work in one situation don't. You know what life is? I just think you need to find the right one. Sometimes life needs to be a test. Sometimes life needs to be a dance. You need to be able to change metaphors quickly and not get stuck with one. Just like you don't want to get stuck in a time frame, the past, present, or future, or stuck in visual, auditory, kinesthetic, you don't want to get stuck in one metaphor. You want to have the ability to move and change for what's needed from you at that moment in time. People have metaphors for relationships. What are some of the metaphors people have for their relationships? They say things like, this person is my what? My honey, my soulmate, my ball and chain, my angel, my princess, my king. Oh, here's a good one. My old lady. Now, by the way, who wants to go home to your old lady or your old man? Raise your hand. Now, you know what? A lot of times you get around somebody and they call the person they're in love with their old lady or old man, and pretty soon you're using it too. And all of a sudden, for some reason, you don't have the same desire to go home. One woman told me her husband was the Prince of Darkness. Right, my credit card daddy, there you go. So do you get the idea of how important this is, yes or no?